The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
He's a best-selling author of more books than I have time to even mention here, some of which led to some of the most talked about and successful documentaries in modern political times. For example, Obama's America, Unmaking the American Dream, America, Imagine a World Without Her, and Hillary's America was widely credited with playing a role in defeating Clinton in 2016. Dinesh D'Souza, he's been named one of America's most influential conservative thinkers by the New York Times Magazine. You can listen to his very popular podcast on the Salem Podcast Network. And his most recent work, 2000 Mules, was released in theaters last week. And there's going to be a virtual premiere tomorrow. You'll be able to stream it in the comfort of your own home this weekend as well on our platform, SalemNow.com. On our guest line this morning, Dinesh D'Souza. Welcome, sir. So good to speak with you again. It's always a pleasure. How are you?
Hey, it's a real pleasure. Great to join you, and thanks for having me.
Yeah. I want to listen for just a minute with you to a portion of the trailer for your movie. Let's take just a moment here.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Let me say it again.
The 2020 election was the most secure
election in American history.
Let me begin by asking a very simple question. Do we know the truth about what really happened in the 2020 election?
I think millions of Americans know something went wrong, and they have little pieces, and no one's really put it together.
I'm agnostic on this question, and I am awaiting more information.
If I believed the president were a Nazi, I might steal an election.
Bold accusations require bold evidence, and they haven't seen it.
We have been working on something big.
Show me the money.
Those were some of my Salem media colleagues. Charlie Kirk says millions of Americans know that something went wrong. Dennis Prager says he wants more information. And there at the end, Larry Elder sums it up. Bold accusations require bold evidence. He asks to show him the money. And that's what you've done in 2000 Mules. Talk with us about the data that you shared and the methods that they went about, particularly with the cell phone data that you point out in 2000 Mules.
I partnered in this movie with an election intelligence organization called True the Vote. And what True the Vote did was they purchased a giant trove of cell phone geo-tracking data. This is the data tracking the movement of cell phones. The dates are between October 1 of 2020, this is early voting, all the way through the election day. And the venues, the places they bought this information, Atlanta, Georgia, Phoenix, Milwaukee, Detroit, and the greater Philadelphia area. So these are the urban areas of the five key swing states that decided the election. And what Truth the Vote was looking for are these mules. Now, what's a mule? A paid operative who is hired, typically by a left-wing organization, to dump illegal and fraudulent ballots into mail-in drop boxes. And True the Vote was able to find 2,000, well, more than 2,000. We used a conservative number, at least 2,000 mules trafficking a giant number of votes, and more than enough to tip the balance in the 2020 election.
Wow. And this was just, again, you said that they focused on certain areas. And kind of like polling, you have to assume that if it was done in these areas, it was probably done in a lot of other areas too, correct?
Yes, I think it's fair to say that, well, first of all, it could be done in other close states, and maybe the cheating didn't work in those states. Who knows if it was occurred in places like Florida or Ohio. Truth the Vote only looked in these five places. And the other point is that they only looked for mules who had gone to 10 or more drop boxes. So you had to be kind of a a very industrious mule to be caught in this net. If you were a kind of mule who went to 3 or 5 or 7 drop boxes, you wouldn't make the cut. So the idea here was to catch the most egregious offenders. The actual number of mules is, of course, much higher.
Yeah. Let's talk for a minute about Georgia. Our 100,000-watt FM signal, we have great coverage over the northeast Georgia area. I had Senator David Perdue on earlier this week. Of course, he's running in for governor. He says, you know, he's always suspected that his runoff election was stolen. But the data that you and True the Vote have uncovered here kind of proves his suspicions, don't they?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. The we did do a calculation in the movie where we measure the amount of fraud. Again, we use a very conservative math to do this. And then we apply that to each state. And it turns out of the 5 states, using only these 2,000 mules, we find that 2 of the states, Michigan and Wisconsin, remain in the Biden column. In other words, there's a lot of fraud, but not enough to tip yeah. those states over. But on the other hand, in the 3 other states, namely Arizona and Georgia and also Pennsylvania, those would swing over into the Trump column, actually narrowly giving Trump the election.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Now, 2,000 mules, it opened in select theaters last week. How many theaters were you in last week?
We were in 300 theaters. It was a limited showing, just right. May 2nd and May 4th. And now it's going to go on digital platforms. Of course, you mentioned Salem Now. Also, Rumble, the giant video platform, has a platform called Locals, and they're going to be pushing the movie. They've put it on Locals. Notice that I put this movie on uncancelable platforms. Unlike my earlier movies, you won't find it on Apple iTunes or Amazon Prime, and certainly not on Netflix. So 2000mules.com is the place to go. You can see all the different ways. You can also order. DVDs are shipping this week, and they're shipping from Salem, but you can order them right off the 2000mules.com website.
Yeah. This is important work. I read some comments that were in the Epic Times of people who happened to see 2,000 Mules in theaters last week. Let me read one of those. It says, on his way into the Macomb County showing, a retired IT manager who asked not to be identified told the Epic Times he had heard much about the alleged fraud in 2020 elections, but had seen very little evidence. He said, I'm open-minded going in. I have not seen enough proof. So they've interviewed him coming out after he had seen your movie, and he said, I'm 95% convinced. I think law enforcement needs to go after these mules and prove a case against them in court. Will this ever happen? I'm not sure, because too many people don't want this to come out. Too many people have too much to lose if it does. What do you think? I mean, is there a chance that some of the people who are involved in this will eventually be held responsible?
I hope so. Now, some of these states have Democratic legislatures, Democratic attorneys general, Democratic secretaries of state. Now, others, like Arizona, have a Republican attorney general, Brnovich. You know the situation in Georgia.
Yeah.
And Raffensperger, the secretary of state, has opened an investigation into ballot trafficking based upon information supplied by True the Vote. He said this publicly. I think the problem for some of these guys is, if you remember, Raffensperger came out right after the election and declared this was a secure election, no problems
right.
in Georgia.
Right.
He, of course, got into that telephone spat with Trump. The media lionized him. So it's going to be really hard for him to say, well, you know, I was the sheriff, and this big heist was going on right under my nose, and I had no clue what was going on. So it's difficult for someone like that to make a U-turn and really admit that they got suckered.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, again, on our guest line, Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, you've hit it out of the park again. You do some very important work. And you know, this is not necessarily a partisan issue. I mean, every American should be concerned about this regardless of how they voted in 2020, right?
Absolutely. And I think you'll see in the movie the tone is not shouting or even insistent. It's measured. It's kind of exposition of the facts. The reason I have Salem hosts on with a variety of views is they're all asking questions. What does that mean? Well, how do we know this? Can we go back and retrieve the ballot and find out whose name is on it and so on? So it allows the questions that are in the minds of the audience are also in the movie.
Yep. Again, 2,000 Mules, it is premiering on streaming platforms over the weekend. You can see it at salemnow.com. You can buy a DVD as well. Regardless of how you watch it, you need to watch it. This is important work. Dinesh D'Souza, we appreciate you. Thank you for your time this morning, and continue to do this important work that you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 Mules. You can see it at salemnow.com, salemnow.com. It'll start streaming tomorrow.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.